Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. We got a holiday show for you today, because pretty much, who cares? But here's the deal, is you're going to care. About 8:30, Dell, we'll pick a contestant. Let's say 8:30, we're going to pick a contestant. Let's say it now, Dell, because then the 7 o'clock listeners, at exactly 8:30, you call in, and caller number 10 is going to play Beat the Limbo Guy. For those of you that are here at the beginning of the show, you're hearing this, and we're not going to repeat it. So it's going to be at 8:30 this morning. You call in, 713-780-3776, and caller number 10 is going to play Beat the Limbo Guy. Beat the Limo Guy gives you the limo ride there and back, two Del Friscos, and a $200 gift card. How's that? How's that? Any good? Yeah. So we'll do that at 10 o'clock. But 8:30, you call in, and caller number 10, you're going to be playing. Jackie, you're not eligible. You already played this year, and you won. All right. What's up, Lance?
Not much. Just dealing with some of the same stuff I was dealing with before after 5 days of feeling great. So This is... I hate this thing, but watched the never ending. I tell you, the funniest thing that came out. Are you looking at all of the memes that are coming out about the election?
Oh yeah,
and how slow the counts are coming in.
Yes.
Or yesterday, there's another one. Stop the count, and it was Houston Sports Version. I don't know if Ben DeBose started it, but he had some great ones. It had a scoreboard of the Oilers beating Buffalo 35-3. And then just above that picture, it just says, stop the count. Then they had Chris Paul laying, sitting on the ground, reaching back to his hamstring, and it just says, stop the count. There is, let's see, what else was there? Oh, A.J. Hinch walking to the mound.
Oh, gosh.
Zach Greinke. It said, stop the count,
please.
I mean, it was absolutely brilliant.
That was perfect.
Memes that people had for just Houston. I mean, they did it just for Houston sports, and it was brilliant. Oh, Kansas City Chiefs. It showed where the Texans were getting ready to punt, fake punt, and it just said stop the count.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, because you could do that. It seems like with Houston sports, you could do it forever. It would be too old for some people, but it could be. Houston beating Louisville, celebrating after beating Louisville in the Final Four, and you could just say, stop the count, before they have to play North Carolina State.
Yep. Oh, there are so many stop the counts.
There's so
right
many
now.
Stop the counts for Houston, it seems.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially the Oilers. You could do a million Oilers stop the counts. Not really so much for the Texans. I think we've hit all of them.
If you could stop the – you know what? I would stop the count on bringing Carlos Beltran back. I would stop that count.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's where I would stop the count for the Astros.
It might hurt.
You don't bring that dude back, and none of this crap has happened.
No, but maybe not even a title.
Well, you could have won it without Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, you hope. I mean, you had enough talent. Of course, you know, once you added Justin Verlander, you had a shot.
Yep.
Because you didn't before you added Verlander. But, yeah, it was that would be probably a stop the count. Certainly... what about just signing Mike Fiers? Stop the count. Although Fiers was there before Beltran was there, wasn't he?
I'll
say he was there in 16.
Yeah, but he came over with Carlos Gomez. No.
Yes.
Oh, no. He got no. He didn't go. Gogo was he came from the A's. Then he went back to the A's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wait, no, Fires is part of the Hader deal.
Oh, was he in Milwaukee?
He was part of the
Hader deal. Then he did, with Carlos Gomez. He came over, too.
That was the go-go deal. Whoa, what a terrible deal that was.
Yeah, right? Yeah, how's that working out? But you know what? Mike Fires for a month and a half to 2 months, when you had everybody down, Mike Fires was your best pitcher.
Yeah.
Mike Fires kept things together for a while.
Oh, no. Mike Fires had his moments. I mean, you know, he did throw a no-hitter with the Astros, as improbable as that seems. But, yeah, Mike Fires was one of those guys who, just like Tyler White, both of them had a month where you don't know where you would have been without those guys stepping up and playing above their heads. Tyler had a little help, we found out, but still, it helped out.
Yeah.
Or was that 18 that Tyler White played like that, where he was a little bit over his head?
It was in, I forget. The Tyler White. Do we have any
White power?
Yeah, that's what we needed.
In these polarized times.
Well, there's no polarized times. Our president has brought everybody together. We can't be. More unified as a country.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, we cannot be more unified.
We're just starting to really
everybody together. Everybody. Rowing the boat same way.
Like PJ Fleck, rowing the boat?
Rowing the boat.
Is that why the authorities had to stop a guy who was driving to Philly with a gun because he was going to try to interrupt the count? Is that why we're so unified?
We're so stupid.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, 300 employees laid off by ESPN. Holy crap.
Gotta cut somewhere, John.
Well, dude, ESPN... needs to cut any 300. You had that much fat, ESPN.
Stephen A.
300 employees.
Stephen A. ain't cheap, John.
No, Stephen A. ain't cheap. No, he ain't. No, it's a lot of people behind the scenes that caught it too. But Disney all the way around is people are catching it. And wow, that's just a shame though. 300 people out on the streets looking for your job, though. Okay.
They cut radio people, radio producers?
No, I don't know.
Why aren't they looking for your job?
They don't want my job.
Why not?
Well, they already got his.
Yeah, because they don't want to work with you.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
I have that type of reputation. Yes.
Wait. Let's go ahead and say this, because people do get confused. We are not ESPN. We're an ESPN affiliate. We have the name.
Right.
ESPN does not own us.
No. Nobody owns
us. Not yet.
No.
Of course.
Well, Lance.
The short arms of Jeff Passan did reach out at one point.
Mr. Gow's probably saying, shut up, Lance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. If they want to buy us, they can buy us.
Oh, no. They can buy us. I'm not sure they're looking to buy when they're laying off 300 people.
Yeah. No. Well, they could still acquire stations.
Man, I'm telling you, it's funny. From an economy standpoint, you hear about all this stuff going great or whatever, and I talked to a friend of mine. I haven't spoken with her for a while, and like her husband is about to get laid off from his oil company. He works for I think Exxon or something like that. She is she got laid off a while back. She's got some other some family medical stuff going on. It was like, man, it's really bad times for them, but. I saw another one that they're counting for the unemployment. They're counting part-time jobs as employment, which it is. It's employment, but it's not what people had before. And when you factor that in, the unemployment rate goes way up. Now you're talking about ESPN, which they're not unemployed technically. I mean, they have that jobs. They're just not fully employed like they were. But now the ESPN cuts just shows that, I guess, these companies have not made their revenue back.
No.
And yet ESPN is in the middle of trying to, you still have to try to operate like you will be at full steam at some point. So they're still negotiating TV rights deals and things like that. I mean, you still have to, I guess you have to operate like you're going to be at full steam. Tell you what concerns me though, all these positive tests now that are popping all over, popping up all over the NFL now. Are you seeing how many positive tests now? I think it's just a matter of there's just COVID fatigue and people are taking way more chances than they did before, just because they're just after so many months are just kind of over it. And I think there's some people who are still wearing masks. I mean, you know, I wear masks out. I don't really take chances, and I got it. So I, you know, you can just, it's highly, highly, highly infectious. You don't have to take a whole lot of chances, but you're going to, if you go out at all, or if you do anything or grocery store or whatever, I don't think the strains definitely aren't as strong now as they had been early on. But the NFL right now, I don't know how else to explain it. You had baseball stopped having these issues, but football has just huge problems right now with COVID and a ton of, they're shutting down practice facilities, colleges. I expected colleges to deal with it. I thought the pros weren't going to. The pros didn't have an issue at all for like the first 3 or 4 weeks. They were doing great, and then all of a sudden, they're having all these issues at all these teams. And the thing you have to remember now, in basketball already said, we ain't doing bubble again. We're not doing that. That's too hard psychologically on us. And so basketball is going to be in the same situation that football is, but basketball doesn't have, you know, they don't have a roster of 80-some-odd players and practice squad and this, that, you know, 53-plus extended practice squads. So next year, the NBA, you know, depending on, well, I mean, we're not going to have vaccine by the time NBA starts. I'm a little worried about how NBA is going to handle this, because I could see them having outbreaks on teams easily if they're going to be going out and doing stuff, which I think they will be. And they don't have the numbers to fade. Oh, okay, you know, 7 players are on the reserve COVID list. In the NBA, that team's wiped out then for, you know, and they don't have just one game a week. They have multiple games per week. Did you see, by the way, speaking of reserve COVID, did you see the list grew for the Texans yesterday?
Yeah, well, contact Dylan, tracing. I mean,
Whitney. Is that what it is with, yeah, Whitney and Dylan? Okay.
Yeah, Dylan and Whitney.
Dylan, Whitney, and Jacob Martin.
Well, Jacob Martin tested positive.
Right. Max Sharpin did the week before.
Right, right. So they shut down the facilities. You know, and well, asking Romeo, the guys are fine. They have no symptoms whatsoever. They just tested positive. So we'll see, 10 days is what they have to sit. They've got their isolation for 10 days. But according to him, they don't have any symptoms whatsoever. So maybe, hopefully, it's a mild strain and it gets through, and they're not all that, they're not sick, and they can get back when they get back. And we'll see. I don't know how long with the contact tracing. Well, those guys will just have to just take tests, and we'll see whether or not they can get back or not.
So my son, Alec, he had to be out of school. They had him, he actually went back to school today, but they had, from the time I had it, they made him, they added another like 14 days on. He was out for quite a while. And then they misunderstood what the city health code was. So they said, no, he's going to have to be out another 14 days from the 10th day that what? You were after you were diagnosed. I said, that's 24 days.
No.
From the 10th day I was diagnosed. I said, that's 24 days he will have had to have been quarantined. They said, I'm sorry, that's coming from Houston. That's a new mandate. And then I got a call last night from the same, I think it's school nurse, who said that they got a better understanding of it, and there was a mistake made, and he could go back to school today. So I was like, and I'm already, I told my wife, I said, these kids have to go back. These kids have, being at home now for more than a couple weeks or whatever this has been, I was like, we can't have them here. They're just, this is too much to have them there. Yesterday,
like,
we had a,
you see,
huge,
why have them in the first place?
He's, yeah, right.
Yeah,
yesterday,
I mean,
they had a huge freak out in the house. We had a huge fist fight a couple days ago. I mean, it's
why
just
even have
too
them, Dell?
Look, I've been, people are like, oh, Dell, the kids are great. They're such a joy. Okay, sure. It's just such,
I'm not
going
to say don't have them, but I'm going to say it's every, you know, it's your body, your choice, Dell.
Well, thank you for that. You're an ally.
Yeah, if he chooses not to, I think that's still, you know, that's a choice too, John.
Yeah, my Del, body, my choice.
I hear a lot about choices. There's multiple choices that can be made.
Mm-hmm. All I'm saying, guys, is people,
your
come,
body, your choice.
Oh, they're such a blessing. It's great to have kids. Nah, over. I'm doing the world a service. Overpopulation's a thing. Just hey, think about the Earth.
Here's the thing. Step up your pullout game. That's all.
Well,
step it up.
Wow. How can that be interpreted?
To be honest, I've got a slugging percentage of about 8,000 right now when it comes to that.
Time for me to talk about something wholesome and good, and that's Chastang Ford. Those are my peeps over there. I hope Patrick's listening. Well, I hope he really hope. I really hope he doesn't. He wasn't listening right before we started this, if you want to know the truth. But here's the deal. I'm going to tell you this. Patrick Chastain and Joe Chastain, they got it going on over there, man. That is so good. Chastain Ford, I'm telling you, it is the best place. And just the how nice the people are. You know, you get a sense of the car business, and it's just, you know, it can be in the used car business and all of that stuff. You can't find nicer people than these people. I'm telling you here and now. And they're serious about when we talk about Chastain at home, you can customize your payments online. You can value your trade. You can get pre-approved. You can schedule your test guide. They'll deliver the car to your home. And he is sincere in saying, we are not going to upsell you. You can buy it online. Get exactly what you want. We're not going to charge you for airing the tires. We're not going to tint the windows and make you pay more for it. And we're not going to bed liner and all the stuff that they're trying to get. These other places are trying to get you. You know what? You get the car that you want at the price that you want it at the price that you can afford. And that was one of the first things they asked me. Where do your payments have to be? But this is the way they do it every single day at Chastain Ford. So find out for yourself if you're looking for that kind of dealership. It's at 610 on Homestead, not Hempstead. Or go to ChastainFord.com. Buy online at ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. And wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
AJ Hoffman and I did a sports map piece yesterday. You can watch. It'll be interesting to see, Lance, going forward. We did it about Gerrit Cole and spending all that kind of money. And, you know, with the Astros now, I don't know that they're going to go in a direction anymore of, and Verlander brought you a World Series, but then, you know, he just didn't pay off. He was great last year, won the Cy Young, but then he sucked in the playoffs. I mean, if there's no other way to put it, he just sucked. And then, you know, and Greinke is $24 million. When you can, well, I'll tell you what, I think the Tampa Bay Rays might have started something here. They don't pick up the option on Charlie Morton at $15 million. Of course, COVID has a lot to do with that, not having any fans in the stands, and especially in Tampa, in a small market, that they don't make money anyway. But I could certainly see them going away from, you know, all these expensive starters. I think you're going to find that you're just not going to spend $30-some million on a starter anymore, and you're just going to get guys, and then you're going to use your bullpen, and your bullpen is going to be taxed, but you're going to probably build with good young arms, the Paredes, the Javiers, your Peacock is going to come back. You know, hopefully Presley will return to some kind of decent form. Maybe Joe Smith will come back, whatever. But I could certainly see the Tampa Bay way all of a sudden starting to take over with a lot of major league teams, as opposed to going with big name, big money starters.
Well, okay, so let's look at this, though. All three guys that you mentioned were acquisitions, and they were – in a way, rentals. I mean, you extended the rental on Verlander. You did not on Cole. You will not on Greinke. And let's remember the architect of the guy was the guy who did that. The architect was Jeff Luhnow, who is one of the, you know, he is right in the middle. Right in the, you know, at the forefront of the analytics movement. So Tampa is poor team analytics. Jeff Luhnow built it as we have money analytics. And they also had guys on younger contracts who were stars. I mean, that was a very fortunate situation for the Astros. It's rare that any major league, very few Major League Baseball teams, but they've been really good teams, have been in the position of having young players on reasonable contracts who are playing at that level, you know, for over a certain period of time. I think that Justin Verlander, let's be clear, you agree with this. You do not win the 2017 World Series without Justin Verlander because you don't even get there.
No.
You don't get there. You were in a horrible spot, and Verlander was like Randy Johnson. He was a beast coming back. I think he ran out of some gas is what happened on that one. Garrett Cole was fantastic when he was with the Astros. I mean, Cole and Verlander together were insane. Verlander did win a Cy Young, so back-to-back, I guess not back-to-back, but 17 and 19, I mean, Verlander was unbelievable. I just think that the Astros now are in a different – I don't know if this is a national phase, phase of baseball you want to see across the board, because the Astros' bullpen has been below average to poor in every year from 15 all the way to 20. It's been an issue. So you're not built that way. So you have to really, and that includes having guys like Peacock. Smith, Smith was good for a brief time. He had good stuff. I trusted him last year. But you have to, if you want to do stuff like that, you better rebuild the bullpen with different guys and get different pitchers in. But maybe the Astros are, they're just in a different phase where they can approach it differently. I agree with that. I don't know if this is a new, I still think the best pitchers are the best pitchers. But I agree with you. You know what? You're kind of in a cool phase now where it looks like you've got some inexpensive young pitchers that you can build around. So maybe the Astros now flip it and say, let's look for another Michael Brantley and plug that into a lineup for 2 years. I don't know how James Click is going to operate. And maybe you say, let's actually, John, I think what they should do is look for guys with modest, look for proven bullpen guys and go try to target them. And even if you pay a little bit more for them, it's still not going to break the bank. You're not talking high-end hitter or high-end pitcher money. So why not go out and try to target two, maybe even three arms to fire into that bullpen this year? And then do what you're talking about with these young pitchers.
Yeah. No, I think that's going to be the recipe. And it's going to be cheaper. You're going to have, I just think that this off season, it'll be interesting to see. I saw Steve Sparks had, did you see the article about Johnny Harris and Bill O'Brien's relationship?
This what? Morning?
Yeah. The Chronicle had a piece on Johnny Harris and his relationship, how difficult of being in the same organization with a guy you went to college with.
Who wrote it? Aaron?
I guess. I don't know.
Wow. No, I need to see that.
I guess it was Barron. It was the TV and radio. Was it David Barron? And yeah, David Barron. And he wrote, Steve Sparks wrote about, the pitchers, and whatnot. This year.
Oh
yeah. Okay. And by the way, it's going to be interesting to see who's getting paid this off season. The money teams are going to spend money, but look how slow it is. I mean, have we seen anything? The free agency period has started. Have we seen anything? I mean, there's nothing going on. That's really odd, isn't it? That we've got nothing going on. How many weeks into the – when did it start? It just started the other day, right?
God, it's usually a race to get guys signed, and first. Now it's like no one wants to be the first domino. Right. Everyone's waiting for the first domino.
Well, and everybody's waiting to find out how much money we have and how much money we're going to be able to collect this year.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. There's so many organizations right now that are going, man, we can't. How are we going to do this year? And what are we going to do? We can't. We're not going to bleed money. I mean, those guys are rich for a reason because they don't lose money because they don't want to bleed money. And you know what baseball's going to do? Bleed money without any fans in the stands.
Yeah.
Their contract isn't like the NBA's. Their contract isn't like the NFL's. So it's going to be look at the then look at the talk about the NBA. They're going to lose about 40% this year.
Let me tell you, this idea that this is a 1 year thing. Yeah, this is the real reality for the players. The players better get ready for this, because here we are in the middle of we're in early November. There continues to be outbreaks in the NFL. So much so, did you see what happened with the Raiders? The NFL took a 6th-round pick from 2021 away from the Raiders. They fined Gruden another $150,000, and they fined the team $500,000 for repeated COVID violations. That's Gruden's second big fine. They've now taken away their first draft pick, which was a 6th-rounder. And, I mean, they're basically saying, look, if you guys – if we find out these outbreaks are because we find that you guys are not handling what we're trying to do, because this can have a huge impact on the league, obviously. When you start looking at games not being able to be played, things like that, the NFL's coming down pretty harshly, just like Major League Baseball was Rob Manfred got pretty strict after the huge outbreaks, and baseball took care of their business. Football's not really taking care of their business, but I think the same thing goes for fans. There's no way a league is going to allow you to have even 50%. They're not going to be able to have every other seat if it continues to be this rampant. And I get that hospitalization. I mean, I can't even see them saying, "Well, if you sign a waiver, you can come in." Like, the league's not going to be putting people in that position. They're not going to risk that perception. So, if the money's not there, John, think about this: if the money is not going to be there, we know it's not there for the NFL this year. But they're in the best case scenario, because by the time their season starts again, we'll have multiple vaccines and different treatments and all this stuff. But for basketball, they're going to start their season up again. Well, actually, baseball is the worst, because basketball is going to start their season back up again. But at least they got 70 games of revenue in last year. Baseball had nobody in the stands, and they're going to start back up in February again? Pitchers, catchers. It's the same timeline,
I
right?
Guess.
They haven't changed.
No, they haven't.
I don't think they're moving a timeline. I don't know that they're going to be in any kind of position to have anything more than... Now, we saw what they had in the World Series. I don't know why you can't have that. That should be the jump-off point. To me, the jump-off point should be 20 to 25% in your stands, and then maybe build it as the season goes on. It's still going to cut into the revenue again for the second year in a row.
Yep. 728, ESPN 97.5. It looks bleak. I mean, this is...
That's again, all owners. You're right about that. The owners know, man, we're going to take revenue hits, and these guys are going to want what they feel like market value is. That's not going to be market value anymore.
Yep. Well, we'll talk. Hopefully, we'll get Tillman on soon. He said he would do this show first, but he's hesitant to do it.
No. I heard him. Yes, he was on yesterday with Matt Thomas.
He was on what?
He was on with Matt Thomas.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
You are. You lying. 728 ESPN 97.5. I was just about to text him. No, you're on with Matt Thomas.
I had to pull you off.
All right, time for me to talk right now about my man John Clay Wolf. You can hear him tomorrow morning right after the Charlie Epps Golf Hour right here on ESPN 97.5. Been doing that show forever, and the dude is just so good at what he does. It is amazing to me. Someone will call in and some obscure car. It doesn't matter what the car is. This guy knows. He knows every car. He knows every make and model. He knows everything about it. It's about, every little detail about it. And he can tell you what the value is in a matter of seconds. It's unbelievable. But all of his people are like that. It's amazing how good they are at this thing. We got a guy here, Zane, who's in town. He's in Houston. And he says, I never get beat by CarMax. I never, ever get beat by one time, but it was like stupid, $4,000 more than the car was worth. So I had to give it up. I had to send $100. But other than that, never, never, ever, ever. So if you're looking for the one that's going to give you the most money for your car, that's simple. It's GiveMeTheVIN.com. It's not even arguable. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Donovan is here. You know, what's a, he's confused?
No, he was last week's winner. He was just asking about, he's talking to the intern about beating Justin last week.
He beat, that's right. And it came down, guess how he won? The Bears kicking a 51-yard field goal into the wind.
To hit overtime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To hit, well, it sent it to overtime.
Yeah, to get it
and
to
then,
overtime.
Yeah. I mean, that's how Limo Guy lost last week. Limo Guy at 10 o'clock today, people. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Did you watch any of, guess who didn't start Aaron Rodgers on their fantasy team? This guy. That's who didn't. Guess who's the dumbest owner? I started Josh Allen. He's playing Seattle. Seattle's defense sucks. Usually San Francisco can play some defense. What the hell happened to them?
Did you not see what happened to San Francisco last week with Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf?
Yeah.
DK Metcalf should have told you what Davante Adams is about to do.
Yeah, but I saw San Francisco against New England. Oh, wait. That's right. They suck.
Telling you right now, San Francisco had no – they were getting smoked by Davante Adams. He ended up with, 173 yards?
Yeah, Valdez-Scantling had a couple touchdowns, and I didn't start him either.
Yeah, it was a blowout.
50 points sitting on the bench with those two.
And they scored a stupid touchdown, those dummy San Francisco 49ers.
No, they didn't.
What do you mean?
Because wasn't it McKinnon?
What do you mean, McKinnon?
McKinnon, San Francisco scored a stupid touchdown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what?
Last few seconds? What?
Because I got McKinnon.
No, that was a stupid, meaningless touchdown.
There's no such thing.
Just run the ball. Stop passing, losers.
Somebody had the under.
Second half. But I'm off of fantasy. I've made such horrific decisions this year. They'll go down as like, I don't even know. Everybody I drop, like, ugh, Justin Jefferson, gross. After the first two games, now he's on pace to potentially be a rookie. Now he's going to be a rookie of the year candidate. I went through with Dane Brugler, and we did the Prospect to Pros podcast on Wednesday, and we looked at Dane's all rookie team at that midway point. You know, the big thing was a debate that he had internally between Burrow and Herbert. He ended up going Herbert, but you know, he said you could easily go Burrow. The fact is, those two guys are playing great. I mean, really playing great football. Justin Jefferson is probably the rookie of the year at wide receiver right now, but that's up in the air because, you know, Chase Claypool is really starting to put together a strong year. And then, you know, CeeDee Lamb got off to a good start. Obviously, he's hurt by quarterback play right now, but CeeDee Lamb looks very good in what I've seen. Jerry Jeudy has definitely had his moments. Laviska Shenault, who we'll see this week, has definitely had his moments. KJ Hamler had a touchdown last week. This wide receiving core is living up to the hype that we saw that we heard about before the draft, and we saw how the draft treated the wide receivers. It was such a deep class. They're really stepping up. I mean, this is going to be a really good class when it's all said and done of wide receivers, which brings up the point. I don't want to just linger on the same narratives over and over, but this is the reason why you keep your draft picks and you don't trade him for, you know, you don't sign a guy like Randall Cobb. You don't trade him for a guy like Brandon Cooks, because when you have a rare wide receiver draft like the NFL had, you take a guy with this kind of talent, you know, with the talent of all these guys we've seen this year, and then you grow that talent. You know, you grow it. But I think the feeling was the Texans thought, this is why when you have a head coach as a general manager, they're trying to play for right now all the time. Well, the fact is, instead of going with a veteran like Randall Cobb because you want to quote-unquote win now, the smarter move is to go with a cheaper guy and then develop them, because sometimes they develop really quickly, like Chase Claypool. Mm-hmm. You know, they can develop fast. But you don't throw money at a guy that you know is on the downside of his career in Randall Cobb when you can get somebody who's cheaper, who has not only more upside but also more long-term potential for you, and it helps you with your salary cap over the next, you know, 3 to 5 years. So just you take advantage of deep position groups and deep drafts. You don't sign those players in free agency. You don't trade for those players. You draft those players. And I'm really sad that the Texans missed out on an opportunity to get one of those talented wide receivers and add them to the fold. They got Isaiah Coulter, and I think he's got some talent, but, you know, he's a non-factor now.
Well, now's the time to find time to out, though.
Yeah.
You know what? Now's the time to put Rack was asked about Jonathan Greenard. Put him in there. You know what? You absolutely – what the hell? You don't have Whitney Merciless. You don't have Dylan Cole. You don't have Jacob Martin. Right. Throw him in there. What the hell's the difference? Put Blacklock in. Get him some experience. Play him.
Is the issue they don't have a leader on the football side to tell them? Like, there's no – like, the general manager who's going to be here is not here yet. Obviously, the head coach. There is no head coach. So, if you're on this coaching staff, what's the incentive to play unproven young guys?
Because from up, wait a minute, you still have an owner, you still have a personnel guy, you still have an Easterby.
Stepping in? That's my point. There's a void in some spots. So who's going to say, "Hey guys, we're 1-6. Play these guys.
Play some guys." Well, somebody.
Well, who is that?
Or how about sit down? Hey, Cal, remember we're streamlined. Remember, we're streamlined now.
Knowledge is power.
So you sit down and you have a meet. You know what you could do? Because you have, I don't know, like how many days since the last game. You can sit down and you can look and you can have a plan going forward. I don't know. Maybe we should sit down, talk about what we should do going forward. Yeah, we want to win football games. This is another Houston Texans. First down.
You got multiple. You got two first-time coordinators who may not be clearly not long for the job here, and who knows what the rest of the season will do for their prospects going forward. There's a void up at the top. I'm not sure there's anyone having that conversation.
Well, I don't know, but I think they've seen the film putting Eric Murray on the other team's best receiver with cover zero. Is a bad idea. Maybe we should rethink that.
So I know about schematically, sure, but as far as throwing in young guys, what Anthony was like, I ain't going to play John Reed. That guy's worse than these guys.
Well, really? Is he?
Well.
Is he?
Apparently. Is he, if he's not playing.
Are you, though? No. No. There's nothing that could be worse than what they're doing now. Nothing could be. You know what? So maybe now's not the time. Maybe when they're 1-9. I don't know. Or 2-11. I don't know, but there's time to get some young guys out there and see if they can play.
Is there any? Well, I get what you're saying, but as far as the guys who would be saying that and making those decisions, who has a certain future here?
Cal.
Front office besides Cal, who has a certain future here?
Jackie. Jackie Blue.
Do you think Jackie Easterby has a certain future here? I don't.
Maybe not certain, but I think there is. If I had to say 50-50, I'd make it more 65-35, Jack East. I think Jack Easterby will be here next year, yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not certain of that. But
I mean,
whatever.
Who is the guy who's the person that's going to flip?
But, well, how about owners? Matt? How about Matt?
Matt Bazergan? No, I don't think he'll be here.
You don't think he'll be here?
No, because the GM
is
going
to
bring.
What's the difference? You're here now and you have a job to do. So speak up. Say, right. Okay, it's time. Let's play some young guys. Let's see what we've got.
Well, when you think you're going to go out, you might as well fire away and find out. Because here's the thing. Even if Bazergan or James Lipford doesn't stay here, they're going to go somewhere else. And every time – I saw this with Rex Hogan when he left the Colts. He went back to the Jets. You'll notice that, you know, former Colts end up there. That's the way it always goes. Who did – John Dorsey brought over former Chiefs over to the Cleveland Browns. We saw that. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have, you know, I think you're going to have, if you're Lipford and Bazergan, who are the two personnel guys right now, they want to see how these guys do. They want to see how the guys that they drafted did, just because if they go to another team and Isaiah Coulter's available, they can have a good, solid standing to say, hey, I like this guy, you know, on the hoof whenever we watched him on tape. In camp, we got him into the game and he showed some things. Yeah, you want to see those guys. You want to see if what your thoughts were before the draft You know, you do. You want to see those young guys play, for sure. Now, that's great for those guys, but Romeo Crennel's still trying to win games. These are still going on Romeo's career record. Romeo wants to win games.
He's Romeo's career record, honestly.
Romeo's not trying to he's not trying to Bo Porter this thing where Bo thought he was going to play to, you know what, I'm going to be here. It'll be an early struggle, but we'll go through the struggle. And they're like, thanks for your service, Bo Porter. You're one and done. Beat it.
Do you think practice can tell you whether a guy's an NFL player or not? Like, if they're clearly not what you thought they were, can practice tell you that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's the thing. If you think they can't play after practice, you're almost always right. If you think they can, you've got a 50-50 chance of being right. If you're talking about, you know, especially fourth through seventh round guys. If you look bad in practice,
you're not.
I only bring it up because maybe these guys stink in practice and they know. It ain't going to get you better.
Well, no, that's absolutely probably that's absolutely the case. So Romeo's worried about his record. What's Romeo's record? 86 games.
I'm going to say 60-26. I would say
just a bit off.
It's unlikely that he even got to 30 wins.
He's 29-57.
So he's got a benchmark he's trying to hit. I'm trying to get to 30. John Grenard,
as soon as he gets to 30, Greenard, get in there.
John Reed, get in there. But let me get my 30 wins first.
Let me get to 30. It's like JJ with 100 sacks. Let me get to, this sack total, and then we'll figure this out.
Then we'll figure it out. 743 ESPN 97.5. Lorenzo, you're first up on the other side. 713-780-3776. What's in?
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We said, Lorenzo, you were first up. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. What's going on?
Go ahead, Lorenzo. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys. Hey, got two quick things, and I'll get to my point. First, to my Dallas Cowboys fans, stay strong, y'all. Stay strong. If it's not over for Trump yet, it's not over for us. Learn to laugh instead of crying.
Stop the count.
Number two. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want the Cowboys to stop. I'm just trying to prevent
Cowboys should have stopped the count before the season started.
It's like a knockout.
What else, Lorenzo?
Well, that's not nice. Okay, speaking of knockout, real quick, Lazy J called in today, rehashed the idea of the celebrity boxing match. There would charity boxing match. Just him. I don't know why you guys hate kids so much, but it would be a great idea. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Last thing, now this is what my actual question was about. And you guys might have hashed it, so this might be a retread, but what type of pulling power would AJ Hinch have? Did he have personal relationships to where either for a good thing, we can unload some contracts in Detroit, or for a bad thing, we might lose some potential players to Detroit. I mean, I know, or is Detroit just one of those unplayable cities? I'm just trying to figure out the relationship of the balance between that maybe A.J. Hinch might have had that might either help us out or hurt us in the future. I'll hang up and listen. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I hadn't thought about that, but
I think AJ. Oh, I think that you could lose some guys. I think the guys loved AJ. The question is, do you want to play?
Yeah, let them do whatever they wanted to do.
Like
banging trash cans.
Well, he did try to. Remember, he busted up that one.
Yeah, he busted up a table. The post game spread. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Well,
and
are
in
you
the
hungry?
Next game.
Too bad. Then stop beating on trash cans if you're hungry.
Yeah. Oh, see? Now we can't eat? We can't eat because you guys are banging trash cans? Okay. But that's okay. We'll get back at it tomorrow. No worries. I don't think... You know what? Now, if all things are equal and, same money and same... I'm going to get the same money here, same money there. Yeah, well, the guys probably want to go back and play for AJ again, I would imagine. But... I don't think AJ is, you know, maybe AJ will actively, you know, seek out free agents. Hey, come play with, hey, come over here. Come, let's get back. Let's get the band back together. We're going to win over here, blah, blah, blah. I guess he would be a deciding factor. You know what the biggest factor is, though? Cash. Money.
I think that, yeah, I think it's, to me, it's not going to be Astros versus AJ. It's going to be if an Astro player is leaving Houston, will Detroit be in the mix because of AJ? Or will they want to go to Atlanta or New York or Boston or wherever? Well, I don't think it's going to be Astros versus Tigers. I don't think it's going to be like that.
Well, no, I mean, but wanting to play for, and listen, I think guys like playing for Dusty too.
He knows him, but AJ knows him. This is a natural thing. Yeah. Yes, there are going to be former Astros who end up in Detroit because AJ will go to management and say, hey, let's add this guy or let's sign him as a free agent because I know him. Yeah, that's a natural thing. You're going to see some Astros as Tigers.
Right. And now, and then the other question is, are they going to win in Detroit? That'll be a deciding factor for guys too. Yeah, AJ, that's great. I'd love to play for you, but you guys suck.
Well, some beggars can't be choosers. So.
Right. No. But again, all things equal, I'm getting offered money here. I'm getting offered money there. You know, guys like to win.
I'll give you an example. Brad Peacock. I could see Brad Peacock becoming a Tiger.
Yes, I could see that. I could certainly see that. But
those are the kind of guys. I don't think. I mean, George Springer could end up there. He's further east if you go to Detroit. But
But George Springer is all about big money. That's about money.
Yeah. We're just going to wait and have to see what the money's going to look like. You brought up a good point. Like, this is going to be 2 years of revenue probably that the owners are going to have to are going to take hits. I am really interested to see what free agency looks like this year. It may be, you know, like Cohen may come out firing in New York saying, I don't care. I got so much cheddar. I don't care. So I'm signing guys, and we'll deal with it later. I got a TV deal, radio deal. Now I can renegotiate my deals because we got a better team. I don't know. Whatever he may say. But the rest of the league? I mean, let me tell you, maybe the top guys get paid. What's going to happen to – what does Charlie Morton get on the open market right now? What is Michael Brantley? Those are two good players who made $15 and $16 million respectively. What are they going to get now? Because they're veteran players – they're not young. What is a market for those kind of good baseball players, but who aren't your long-term centerpieces? What's the value? What's the rate for those guys?
It's going down.
What would your guess be?
For who now?
For Brantley and Charlie Morton. What would your guess be?
I think Charlie will probably command 10 to 12, and I think Brantley's in the same neighborhood.
Wow, 10 to 12. What if
Morton was a 15 guy last year?
But I feel like he'd be probably close to a 15 guy this year, if not for COVID. Michael Brantley just raked the ball the last 2 years. It's been incredible. Why would you not pay him other than the financial?
Other than concerns? The finances, that's right. That's
you think it's going to knock him back?
I think a lot of those $16 to $20 million guys are going to be like, the market's just not there.
So you think he takes like a 40%, 30 to 40%
plus,
hit
look
on
at
the salary?
They're both how much older now? I mean, you're at some point, it's going to start to decline.
I wouldn't bet against Brantley. I'd bet against Charlie faster than Brantley.
You know, you guys were talking about AJ and his ability to attract former Astros. You guys forgot one thing, the appeal of living in Detroit. So I think you need to add that to the equation. You get to live in Detroit.
A lot of Democrats there.
Right. Well, I don't know if that'll be an issue. I don't know if the players will care one way or the other, but the scenic views of Detroit you have to take into account.
You can't beat that.
Yeah. So no. I think
it's pretty.
I think it's an add-on.
Beautiful.
It's an add-on.
The mountains.
For the mountains, the lakes.
Yeah.
The forest. I think you need to think about that when you talk about
water
guys
supply.
Going to Detroit.
Mm. Wow. We're going to water? Are we going?
He said water supply. It's not Flint.
Are we going to,
that's
we're
true.
Going to Flint?
Too soon, Lance.
La raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G. What up, Lance? What up, Davidcito? Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good. ¿Cómo estás, mijo?
No, muy bien, bien crudo, con una hangover, man.
También.
Man. You got to hook it up, Johnny G. Mm-hmm. Hey, so I had one question and a comment. So besides the Chiefs dynasty, who do you think is on the come up for the next, like, you know, potential new Patriots, like, kind of? Because I know Patrick Mahomes is playing at a high level, but I feel like Lamar Jackson is kind of falling off a little bit with the Ravens. I mean, do you see anybody else and a potential dynasty coming up?
No, stop.
Also,
Texans.
I found somebody as a potential donor for the ESPN Fight Club. I think the charity is called Eyelids for Kids. So I think you should talk to them. I think the guy's name is Lance. So you should get into that and support the charity.
Appreciate that, La Raza. EFK is still... I know the election is taking a lot of people's attention off of what's important.
No more talk about EFK.
Why? People loved it. Why don't you want to talk about it?
Because it's real.
No, it's not real.
Well, it's real that some kids are born without eyelids.
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, John.
But are
now you believe me?
Are you the representative?
No, I was just helping them. I'm not tied to them. Technically, I'm not tied.
Are you collecting the money? Are you the treasurer?
Yeah. Didn't you get Venmo payments?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I need to Venmo people's money back. I totally forgot about that.
Oh, you totally forgot about that.
EFK for kids.
I hope you create a pinned tweet to tell us where all the money's going.
Our intern apparently doesn't know Gilbert. He says Gilbert, not drunk. No, he's not drunk. That's Gilbert.
That's Gilbert. But wait. Teams on the come up. I like that question. You know what I was thinking? Isn't Tampa Bay right now exactly like the Miami Marlins World Series teams? I'm sitting there looking at this team like, these guys aren't going to be here in 2 years. Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski,
Brady,
Tom Brady. This is like the Marlins where out of nowhere you get a good team, and then out of nowhere it's going to be gone.
Tell you this.
That's Jeff Conine. That's Gary Sheffield. Yeah. That's Devon White. Right. Look at all those guys.
Look at them.
That's Pudge. In the 2003 team.
That's right. The Colts pick up a quarterback.
Yeah, they're the team.
And they could well be.
What if Andrew Luck comes back?
Holy crap.
If Andrew Luck was back, the Colts would be right there, I think, with the Chiefs this year. Well, boy, the AFC would look incredible if the Colts had Luck, which I'm glad they don't now. As far as the come-up team, I think Arizona has a chance. Over there. I love that question, though, because I think the Raiders could be. If the Raiders get – I think they need a different quarterback to be that team. But I think the Raiders have some come-up potential. I still think the Chargers do, too. But they just have had, you know, injury issues. And
well, their defense.
The secondary fixed. And I tell you, I don't – they're still a little ways away defensively. But, you know, you have to look at the Bengals, I think. It's not going to be the Browns with Baker Mayfield.
Well, it's funny. It's the teams with the good young quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, that's obviously the teams I'm looking at for come-up teams.
Well, and let's
And
not...
I would say, I have to say the Bills. Okay, so if you're talking about – he said dynasty, like the Patriots. Right. I think the Bills have a chance because the Bills have a pretty good running game. They got a young quarterback who, you know, he has his ups and downs, but they also are built around defense, which is the key. And the Ravens didn't have great quarterback play for a while, but they had really good defense.
And let's not kick Lamar to the curb just yet.
He's
having a rougher time of it this year, but that's still a pretty good football team. That's still, and you know, well, we'll see. I mean, I'll tell you what, that there's going to be a giant gorilla on his back because, you know, this not winning in the postseason, that's building up. He was thinking about that all offseason. That he hasn't won in the postseason and how poorly he played and how a Tennessee team was able to come in there and beat the team with the best record in the league. That's just now it's a couple times. And so if it happens again this year.
Now it's the Chiefs. It's not the playoffs, but it's a big game.
Yeah.
Chiefs beat them. The Steelers beat them.
And that's going to start to weigh on them.
And they beat the whole team. We get that. But the narrative starts to be, can Lamar win the big game? We know that. I mean, we've seen that happen. In Houston, we've had that conversation about different teams, different players. So I'm sure in Baltimore, it's not going to be any different. You're going to start having sports talk conversations are going to be or articles are going to be, can Lamar rise to the occasion and pull Baltimore over the hump in these big games?
I'll tell you who else. Steelers find themselves the right guy at quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, they could transition very
quick. Real quick. 758, they could be like the Colts. 758, ESPN 97.5, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Love these guys. You will love them too. You can call up here at any time and ask for Laura, and she will tell you about HRP, and she'll tell you about what they do for us. And it's so important to have a knowledgeable, and this is, I'm telling you, you've got a couple of months now, still, just short of a couple of months before we start the new year. This is the perfect time for them to come in, customize a package for you, because not everybody is the same. It's not cookie cutter. It's not, this is the price, and we never go different. No, you have more employees, or you need less, or you need whatever it is that you need. That's what they do. They customize the plan perfectly for you. So let them come in, evaluate your business, exactly what you're doing, and they come up with a plan for you, and then you can transition in the new year. If you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, well, go with ours, because they're the best. It is awesome. We love them, and you will love them too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.